With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Congress may not know what to do about former President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act, but Montana lawmakers are pushing through legislation they believe will bring down health care costs and increase price transparency regardless of what happens in Washington. Six measures are still alive as the 2017 legislative session enters its final days. One would allow the state insurance commissioner to draw up plans for a high-risk insurance pool. Another would authorize out-of-state insurers to sell policies in Montana. Two bills are meant to better inform patients about prices for healthcare services and know what their insurers will and won't cover. Another bill would give tax credits to small companies that offer high-deductible health insurance plans to their employees. The sixth measure calls for a study on healthcare price transparency. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to campaign on behalf of Rob Quist as he seeks Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House in a special election next month. Quist campaign spokeswoman Tina Olhowski said today that Sanders is expected to be in the state next month, but the dates and locations of the campaign stops haven't been determined. Hillary Clinton won the Democratic nomination for president over Sanders. Quist, a Democrat, is running against Republican Greg Gianforte and Libertarian Mark Wicks for the seat vacated by U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke when he became Interior Secretary. Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to make campaign stops Friday and Saturday on behalf of Gianforte, who lost the 2016 gubernatorial race to incumbent Steve Bullock. Absentee ballots will be mailed out April 28th. The special election is set for May 25th. U.S. Senator Steve Daines says he thinks American beef is almost back on the menu in China.
We're now engaged at the highest levels in their government and telling them this is a very important issue for the United States.
Last September, China announced it was ending its 13-year ban on U.S. beef imports after a 2003 mad cow disease scare in Washington state. Since then, trade representatives have been working on an agreement that would get U.S. beef back in Chinese markets. Daines, Montana's Republican senator, says he thinks the final details are about to get resolved.
Anytime we can get Montana farmers and ranchers producing and sending products that way, that's going to be a good thing for the long term. 1.4 billion consumers there.
Daines says Chinese officials are waiting for the next American Agriculture Secretary to be confirmed before proceeding with the final plans. He expects nominee Sonny Perdue to be confirmed next Monday. The Montana University system will soon be paying current and former employees who are owed medical insurance claims. The university system previously denied the claims on Sunday, but now must pay as part of a class action settlement. Lawyer Hillary Carl says the university system used to have an exclusion on its health insurance policy, stating it would not pay benefits if other insurance was available. According to the report, this exclusion is no longer in place. University system spokesman Kevin McRae says about 45,000 letters have been sent to people who might have had a claim between October 2001 and December 2016. Carls says people are submitting claims anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $120,000.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Training courses and certification that will allow boaters to bypass decontamination stations at two Montana reservoirs is now available online. The state has been stepping up its efforts to keep Montana waters safe following last fall's discovery of invasive mussel larvae at Tiber Reservoir and a suspect sample from Canyon Ferry Reservoir. Watercraft owners now have the opportunity to get certified as local boaters at the reservoirs so they don't have to go through the decontamination stations. The online training course is available at musselresponse.mt.gov. It will provide information about the threats of invasive mussels and how to appropriately clean, drain, and dry watercraft to keep Montana's waters safe. Montana Senator Steve Daines says he thinks Asia respects President Donald Trump's recent hardline stances on North Korea and Syria.
In other words, the peace through strength doctrine of Ronald Reagan is starting to be heard a bit more over in Asia as we have a president now that is, I think, regaining the respect of the world now through his leadership.
Daines is fresh off a congressional delegation trip to China, Tibet, Hong Kong, and Japan. Last fall, China announced it would end its 13-year ban on U.S. beef imports after a mad cow disease scare. Daines, a Republican, says he thinks trade delegates are close to a deal to get American beef back in Chinese markets. But escalating tensions over North Korea could complicate that effort.
So the focus right now is, one, sending a strong message to North Korea. This is not going to be tolerated. And number two, to asking China to join us in trade sanctions, banking sanctions, and so forth, to put more pressure on North Korea to end their program.
Daines says North Korea cannot be allowed to become a nuclear threat. A 23-year-old Montana man has been accused of arson and other charges in connection with a house fire last November that started while the owner slept inside. Shane Thomas Northweather was booked into the Lake County Jail April 6th on charges of arson, aggravated burglary, and attempted suicide. Northweather is suspected of starting a fire at a home on November 20th. The homeowner inside was woken by a fire alarm and escaped unharmed, but the house was deemed a total loss. It wasn't immediately clear if Northweather has an attorney. An investigation is underway after a woman's body was found in southeastern Montana over the weekend. Crow Homeland Security Cabinet Head Alden Bigman Jr. says the body of Bonnie Three Irons was found Friday evening east of Lodgegrass, near the border between the Crow and Northern Cheyenne Indian reservations. She was in her 30s. Bigman says Three Irons reportedly had been in an altercation at a party before she went missing sometime Sunday. An autopsy was planned. The Bureau of Indian Affairs and the FBI are aiding the investigation. FBI agent Travis Burrows says the agency learned on Thursday that Three Irons was missing. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.